Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour. We've been going through the 52 rules for sales success. It was a book written by Dave Mattson, and we're on rule number three. Jim, what is rule number three?
Slow down the process to speed up the sale.
Oh, this is a nice one.
In
Talk to me a little bit about how taking more time can save you more time.
my natural style is pretty fast-paced and determined and results-oriented. And it didn't take me very long to realize that there were going to be aspects of the Sandler system that were frustrating to me. For example, I could run an efficient lead intake call in about 15 to 20 minutes before Sandler. I could get that scheduled for a face-to-face meeting. I could do a face-to-face meeting in about an hour and a half. I could get that scheduled for a closing meeting after I put together a scope of work and an estimate, some conceptual drawings in about 2 hours. I was very efficient. But what I didn't recognize is my efficiency was costing me effectiveness. So slowing down the process to speed up the sale involved really being a lot more particular in my intake call, in my first meeting, and working hard to disqualify people who would not buy from me. I was just qualifying people who I could give a proposal to.
Yeah. And how risky is that? You
Yeah,
just talked a little bit about the problems that can pop up from it.
and then you're giving proposals that take, and I did a time audit. Part of how I convinced myself that this process was right is I recognized on average I was spending about 12 hours of literally unpaid consulting putting together a proposal. So if I was using the proposal to disqualify people, I was costing myself and my team 12 hours of valuable human resources just to disqualify somebody who I could disqualify if I would slow down the process and ask more questions to get more clarity on whether they really fit my ICP, ideal client profile. Of course, I had to have one of those, so that meant figuring out who's my ideal client. But it
Yeah, and the biggest problem you're talking about is how easy it is to send off proposals. So for anyone who's in a bidding industry, you know it's pretty easy to get people wanting work done and to go out there and put together a scope of work, send it off, and then wait for a response. But really, if you want to speed up the sale, you got to ask more questions and communicate more to figure out what is the gap between why they want something and how they'll get it.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. And you have to have a clearly defined sales process in order to find out if people can align with your expectation. Most buyers do not know how to buy from you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, most sellers don't have a clearly defined selling process. They just kind of wing it. And if that's your current modus operandi, that's probably a big issue to work on changing. I need to know what is my sales process if I'm going to slow it down. And I need to have a very clear understanding of what's my ideal client profile if I'm going to spend more time with people who will buy from me and less time with people who are not going to buy from me.
Yeah, and I really actually love the point that a process only works if you have a honed in big picture of what you're trying to accomplish. So like you said, in order to know what your ideal client is, you sort of had to figure out what your ideal client is.
Yeah.
A lot of times we just assume that the people that we're interacting with are good fits because why wouldn't they be good fits?
Yeah.
And that assumption can lead to not necessarily sabotage, because one time out of three, it'll work out in your favor, but wasted time 100%.
Yeah. No,
So,
I
like
agree
when we
with that.
talk about the standard sales process works, and it works because everyone's comfortable with it. The
Yeah.
problem with it is it wastes your time because you may not be as focused on what results you're looking for as you could be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So slow.
part of the delusion that we get in the sales world is that you've heard it said, and have probably said it yourself, sales is a numbers game, which is true, but it's not necessarily throw as many deals up against the wall as possible and see if you can close them. It's being strategic in identifying who is your target and what is the process to close them. And I love highlighting that. So be strategic in your sales process, because if you're not strategic, you're going to haphazardly find results. And those results may work out in your favor, but if they don't, and you don't know why, then you're going to be looking back on it and wondering, what am I missing here? And without a process, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, that's spot on.
So
Absolutely.
slow down the process to speed up the sale. And that's us with Sandler Training. You found your way here. So if you're interested in more about who we are and what we do, scroll down, visit our website. Hey, maybe even send us an email. We're looking forward to talking to you. So yeah, you got to be someone. You might as well be the best at it.
Have
We'll talk to you later.
a great week.